to govern its management, and it ended up breaking even one. And so when I see these civil society organizations that are coming up, I mean, particularly the farmer groups, and now what do you see? All of them have made themselves politicians. Have you seen any group of those leaders when this government is in power and they are voted or elected as the leaders? Have you seen the change? Maybe in 2 years, 3 years. They stay there until the government goes. I'm talking about, like, particularly cocoa. When you go and see the chief farmer for cocoa and all that, they stay there 8 years. When the government comes, you are booted out. Do you have to do everything politics in Ghana? Why? Make your rules. Draw your constitutions. Say, if you stay there for 2 years or 3 years or 4 years, there should be election. But look at the Abayoris and all those people. I'm not against them. Ever since this government came to power and they are their leaders, they have been there throughout. Before that, when MPP was in power, there were some other leaders. They were also there throughout. You find them in such programs. What are they doing for their people? Why can't they change the system? They attend every political program, make the monies, and then they come and talk, blah, 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 and go away. When the programs are still there, those things need to be stopped. If you are their leader, so your association should be strong. To me, we have several farmers' associations in Ghana, several of them, with each of them having their leaders. And they know who to talk to, where to draw the strings. To me, I don't think it is helping this country. It is not. And therefore, again, leaders of those farmer groups should move. If I have the chance of ever being in that ministry, one thing that I do first and foremost is to make sure that every farmer in any crop or product category is registered and known. Associations or groups are formed within those reasons. That is how the cocoa farmers are. Every cocoa farmer in Ghana is virtually known by your passbook. And then they have smaller groups within the region. So they have data on them. And so it makes working there very, very easy. You want to buy fertilizer, you know the quantity to buy to go and supply them. You know the total acreages that we have. And therefore, if rains are good, you know you are able to project what quantity of cocoa you will get. And therefore, we are able, Ghana Cocoa Board is able to go and borrow money from the Ghana government. Yes, they go $2 billion to the government of Russia. They get it because they know it will be paid. So why can't all maize farmers in Ghana also be registered? At the various district levels, they will know these are the information that we have on maize farmers. So this is the quantity of maize we are able to generate or produce in a year. Why can't you do that for, say, all the citrus areas? Why can't you do that for cashew? Recently, when Minister Spigara came to Parliament, it is the way he did it. But me, I supported him. But the way he went about it, of course, was wrong. The way he went about it was wrong. Cashew is developing in Ghana. They should form a strong association for it to become strong and viable like cocoa. To me, every crop area should move towards becoming something like cocoa board. And they can be independent. And the government, whichever government is in place, will of course respect that producer association and give the needed support. We can never move forward and overcome our challenges if we don't give the needed support to agriculture. When you are educating people and the person is hungry, education this sector takes almost about over 30% a year, followed by the health sector. And agriculture, we take 1.1% of the budget. We should change. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable.